Nobody has ever accused Thailand of having dull politics, nor is anybody likely to say that of Britain right now. Until recently, the British general election felt predictable. David Cameron, the young and fresh-faced leader of the main opposition Conservative Party, was consistently ahead. Trailing him was British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. But in the last week or so, it's become hard to predict anything. Britain staged its first television debates, including the one that NPR's Rob Gifford watched last night.
Poor old David Cameron, you might say, if you were feeling sympathetic. In the 4 years since he became Conservative Party leader, he's done much to modernise what had come to be known as the Nasty Party, that had remained a little too right-wing for the increasingly centrist British public. So he's a bit posh and he's a bit inexperienced, but almost everyone, including Tim Montgomery of influential website conservativehome.com, thought Cameron was a shoo-in.
The Conservatives have been ahead in every opinion poll for about 2.5 years. And I think it was a natural assumption of more or less all of us that, barring a massive upset, David Cameron would be in Downing Street. Well, we do now seem to have had that massive upset.
The upset in question was the first ever TV debate in a British election campaign, and the stellar showing in that first debate last week by the leader of the Liberal Democrats Party, Nick Clegg. The Lib Dems, as they're known, are the perennial bridesmaids of British politics. But suddenly, it's their young, smart leader, not David Cameron, who's sounding like the voice of change. The Conservatives were ready for a resurgent Gordon Brown, which has happened to some extent. But they've been blindsided by Nick Clegg's pitching himself as the break from two-party politics as usual.
We don't simply need to choose from the old choices of the past. We don't need to repeat the mistakes of the past. Don't let anyone tell you that this time it can't be different. It can.
Most analysts say Clegg won the first debate. Last night's second TV debate was a little more balanced, but Clegg, the tall, multilingual former member of the European Parliament, showed well again.
Nick Clegg's potentially an enormous problem for David Cameron.
Michael White is senior political correspondent for The Guardian newspaper. He says Clegg is much more of a threat to the challenger Cameron than he is to the incumbent Brown.
It's a bit of a Ross Perot situation. They're fed up with Brown and fed up with Labour. He's not a very charismatic leader. But they're a bit wary of these British Conservatives under young David Cameron. So when Nick Clegg turned up on this three-way TDV debate in the Ross Perot role a week ago, a disaffected voter said, "We like the look of this well-scrubbed young man. He's very articulate. He kept his end up with the big parties, and he looks good. Maybe we'll vote for him."
The problem is that, like Ross Perot, the Lib Dems are highly unlikely to win a majority. So they're likely to split the vote, meaning no party gets a majority, and for the first time in more than 30 years, there could be what's known here as a hung parliament, or minority parliament, where the party with the most votes has to form a coalition, and the kingmaker in that situation is likely to be Nick Clegg. That, says Michael White, could have huge implications, because Nick Clegg wants major electoral reform and moving towards a system of proportional representation in Parliament which would favour the smaller parties.
If we have a hung Parliament, a balanced Parliament, as some people call it, in which electoral reform is the price which one of the big parties has to pay to get the support, the votes of one of the smaller parties, the Liberal Democrats, or maybe others too, on a regular basis, if electoral reform is the price, that's a pretty significant constitutional change.
A poll by the Times newspaper this morning has David Cameron hanging on at 37%, Nick Clegg close behind on 36%, and Gordon Brown trailing on 27%. What's clear, though, is that suddenly the election on May 6th is much, much more interesting than anyone had expected. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.